height thereof 3 score cubits, and the breadth thereof 3 score cubits, with 3 rolls of great stones and a roll of new timber, and let the expenses be given out of the king's house. And also let the golden and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took forth out of the temple which is at Jerusalem, and brought unto Babylon, be restored, and brought again unto the temple which is at Jerusalem, every one to his place, and place them in the house of God. Now therefore, Tatnah, the governor beyond the river Shethar-Bozenah, and your companies of the Athircartes, which are beyond the river, be ye far from thence. Let the work of this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this house of God in this place. Now I'm going to skip down to verse number 12. And God hath caused his name to dwell there. Destroy all kings and people that shall put to their hand to alter and to destroy the house of God which is at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with speed. Let's pray. Dearly Father, Lord, I pray that you be with me, Lord. I pray that you help me, Lord, not to be nervous. I pray that you help me, Lord, to get this message across. Lord, I pray, Lord, that the people understand it, Lord, and that it would help somebody, Lord. Lord, I pray that you speak through me, Lord. I'll let your spirit be here. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Here we see Israel went into bondage because they didn't want to listen to God and God's preacher. They didn't want leaders. When they were in Israel, the priest would tell them what to do, and they didn't want to listen. So God punished them through bondage. Yep. And he went and put them in bondage in Babylon. Well, Nebuchadnezzar died, as you know the story, Belteshazzar, and the Medes and the Persians took over. Well, when they took over, they rebuilt the house at Jerusalem. And so now they're coming back out of bondage, and the temple had been destroyed, so they rebuilt it. Today, this sounds a lot like America. She used to have revivals that would spread in every direction. She used to have preachers that weren't afraid to step on someone's toes. They weren't afraid to preach the Bible. God's holy word. They weren't afraid.
That's right.
She used to have churches with thousands and thousands on buses, plus their members. Yep. But somewhere along the way, she didn't want preachers. America lost. She got this new age, and they don't want leaders anymore. Yep. They want to fly by the seat of their pants. They don't want to be told what to do. Right. They just want to do whatever they want to. And so that's where we are. That's why we got women running for president. And that's why we got all these problems. That's why nobody likes Donald Trump, because he's a leader. And nobody likes leadership. America's in a mess.
Uh-oh.
Tonight, I want to preach to you about this. The steps to what it used to be. The steps to where we had revival.
Uh-huh.
How to get there.
Yeah.
The way, it's not the way to get America back, but it's the way to get our churches back.
Amen.
America, it's the end times. More than likely, America is never going to be what she used to be. But we can be what it used to
Amen.
Be. We can be. Number one, to get what it used to be, is number one, we have to get God back.
Amen.
See, the temple in the old days was their God. They didn't have the Holy Spirit when Jesus died. They had the temple. And without the temple, there wasn't God. They could speak to God, but God's presence wasn't in the temple.
Yeah.
And so when the temple was destroyed, they lost God. But when they came back, they said, we've got to get God back.
Yeah.
You see, God's punishment caused them to come back to God. Uh-huh. Today, we need God back.
Amen.
This country's, I didn't say we need a new thing, new ways to do things. I didn't say we need more churches.
No.
I didn't say we need new songs, no soul winning. We need God.
Yeah. Come on. Amen,
it's
brother.
Time that we get God back.
Amen.
Oh, we still teach Sunday school. And we still preach, and we still sing, and we still run vans and go to soul winning. But God's not there. We don't have God.
Yeah.
He's not there.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You do something, it's just our works.
Yeah.
We go soul winning, and it's just a bunch of words we repeated how to say it.
Right.
But God's not really there.
Yeah.
And we need God back.
Amen.
In America, it's going down fast.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It doesn't need to take us with us. There's about 115 churches here in Denton. 34 have Baptist in their name. 34 Baptist churches. Denton should be a really holy place, don't you think?
That's right.
They should be soul winners on every corner, but you know what the difference is? There's no God there.
Amen.
There's no God there.
Amen.
I don't want this church. I don't want this church to be another church without God.
Amen.
I want God in this church.
Amen.
I don't care what you want.
Amen.
I want God here.
Amen.
I want God. I want God's presence.
Amen.
This new year, we ought to be busy for God. We ought to be, you know,
Amen.
We ought to be busy. But don't lose God in the busyness, you know. Wednesday night, soul winning. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Bible Institute. Right. We get so tired of going and going that we lose God. Right. And we can't lose God. Yeah, we've got to keep God. Right. And before our eyes, we've got to run the race. Right. Number two, we have to separate ourselves. Yeah. Separate ourselves. Turn over to chapter number 10. Chapter number 10, and verse number 11. Chapter 10, verse 11. Now therefore, make confession unto the God, unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do His pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from their strange wives. Yeah. Jump now into 17. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. From verse 18 to verse 44, verse 43. All these men had strange wives. You know what they did? They separated themselves. Yeah. I'm not saying you got to get rid of your spouse. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you got to separate yourselves. Yeah. If we're going to have a revival like we used to, we've got to separate. Right. America doesn't like separation. For number one, we got to separate from worldly people. Yeah. Worldly people. Let me ask you this question. Who are your best friends? Yeah. Who are your best friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
I talk to people sometimes, and my best friend is so-and-so. And I'm looking around, and I don't see that person in church. Where's that person? Oh, well, I. Do they go to church at all? You know, or on, you know, are they your best friend on Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat? I mean, who's your best friend? You know, your best friend. You've never seen them before. You don't know what's going to come out of their mouth. You don't know if they're saved because you ain't never asked them, but they're your best friend. Come on, our thinking's all messed up, don't you? Next, we got to separate from worldly things. There's things like Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Those are worldly, you know. That's not the only things in the world, but that's pretty good. That's pretty bad stuff, you know, right there. You know, people that sit in here are not here anymore. And I believe it's one reason that social media. I don't believe it's anything else. Now, it's obviously sin, but that social media had a whole lot to do with it.
Yes, sir.
Our biggest problem in America is separation. And in our churches is separation. You know, fine. If you don't want to separate yourself, don't drag me into it. Don't drag a whole church into it.
Yep.
But I want God's presence.
Amen.
And the reason way is through separation.
Yeah.
Number three, turn to Nehemiah chapter number one. Nehemiah chapter number 1. I'm not going to read it for the sake of time, but see in verse I'll just read verse number 2. That Hanani, one of my brethren, came he and certain men of Judah, and he asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped from which were left in captivity and concerning Jew. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also broken down, and the gates thereof burned with fire. A man came to Nehemiah. Nehemiah was cupbearer in Shushan the palace. And he came to him and said, hey, Jerusalem's its walls are broken down, and the gates are burned with fire. And Nehemiah prayed, and he asked the king if he could go and fix the walls and fix it for his people. And the king led him. Nehemiah went and built the wall.
Yep.
You see, we have to build a wall around ourselves, our homes, our families,
Amen.
So Satan and the world can't come in as they please.
Yeah.
You say, without your wall, anybody can come in. If that wall wasn't there, I could go and eat all the chili, amen? But the wall's there. I have to go through the door. You see, if you don't have a wall around your life, anybody and everybody can come in. And if one comes in front of you, stop them. But the one behind you is already in, and it's too late. We need the walls. We need to build our wall. See, we have revivals in America. But what happens is we confess everything, and we get right. And then 2 weeks later, it's right back. Why? Because we didn't build the wall.
We forgot to get
away from it. You can't just stop sinning and then confess your sins and then go right back to it. You've got to build the wall.
Amen.
You got to come away from it.
That's right.
Jerusalem, they got God back. Then they separated themselves. Then they built a wall so worldly people couldn't come in as they pleased. If we're going to have a church like they used to, a fire in our hearts like they used to,
Amen.
We have to get back God back.
Yeah.
We have to separate ourselves and we have to build a wall. What kind of church or spiritual life do you want?
Amen.
I want the kind they used to have.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, Lord. I pray, Lord, this helps somebody. Lord, I pray that you be with the rest of the preachers, Lord. I pray that you fill them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, please, dear God, show up in this place. In Jesus' name.